Are you obsessed with Los Angeles? Head over heels in love with the City of Angels? Well, this is the podcast for you. At LifeHacks LA, we hack the best in arts, eats, and activities in Los Angeles. So join us and become an LA hacker. Baby, baby. What's up, LA hackers? It's Stefan from the LifeHacks LA podcast, the only podcast that hacks the best things to do in your favorite city, in my favorite city, the city of Los Angeles, California. Really fired up because today I'm going to be doing something a little different with this episode. As you can probably imagine, with a city as diverse as Los Angeles and with so much to do here, it's a little hard to keep up with everything going on, especially when you're trying to recommend it to other people like we are over here. And that's why I look to other accounts, other LA-based accounts that I admire and respect. You know, I follow about 15 to 20 where I check them regularly and see what they recommend and see what they got going on. And I've even made friends with a few, and I've reached out to a few, and they've reached out to me, and we've kind of gotten to know each other just over a mutual passion of sharing the best in LA. So in today's episode, what I'm going to do is share with you some of these people's best hacks. So some of the people that we look to get ideas, we reached out to them and we asked them two questions. And for this podcast episode, we're going to reveal the answers for 10 of our favorite LA influencers. Most of them are from Instagram and other social media platforms, but all of them are LA related. All of them are accounts that I follow and respect. And that's why we thought that would be good to share what they had to say with you. And let me just go ahead and give you what the questions are. So we asked these two questions of each of them. And the first question is, what is your favorite LA hack? This could be a tip or trick or cool spot you like to go to that is either unusual or normally flies under the radar. So that's question number one that we asked these influencers. And number two is, what is one of your favorite ways to spend a day in LA? It can be a favorite restaurant or place, or maybe an area where you hit up two or three spots right next to each other, like a neighborhood, or it can be a favorite hike, etc. But basically, what is one of their favorite ways to spend a day in LA? And we thought that with these two questions, it would be really good questions to give you a good idea of what you can do, you know, like good recommendations. So we, like I said, we asked 10 of these influencers. So I'm just going to go ahead and jump into the first one. And the first one is Instaworthy LA. And Instaworthy LA has an Instagram account called, strangely enough, Instaworthy LA. And basically, they recommend things to do in Los Angeles, but everything is geared towards Instaworthy. So it's usually like very beautiful things like the Mod Museum, or maybe the Hollywood sign, or Rodeo Drive, or some really beautiful coffee shop or new restaurant that might have opened up. Really cool account. I've been following it for years, and I've become friendly with the owner of that account. In fact, we've even done a few giveaways together on Instagram. But anyway, if you love the aesthetic and the beautiful, it's a great account to follow. So let's jump into it. The first question, what is your favorite LA hack? And this is how they answered. I'm just going to go ahead and read off the answers that they gave me. Okay, so Instaworthy LA's favorite LA hack is, one of our favorite LA hacks is Dollar Oysters Happy Hour on Tuesdays at the Pearl Rooftop. First of all, Pearls is a very pretty and Insta-worthy place. Secondly, you can actually get full from oysters for like $12 and be fancy on a budget. The cocktails are really good, great too. Loving the vibes at this place, although it could get a bit crowded from time to time. Plus, oysters, unfortunately, are running out by the end of the night, so get there right when happy hour starts. She goes on to say they have street parking, or if you're lucky, parking in the back of the place, which is quite pricey, $15. So would recommend Ubering if you live nearby. All right, so Instaworthy's favorite hack is a place called Pearls and taking advantage of their Dollar Oyster Happy Hour on Tuesdays. And Pearls is a beautiful rooftop. Okay, so let's get into Instaworthy's second answer. And the question is, what is one of your favorite ways to spend a day in LA? Instaworthy answered, WeHo is probably our favorite area in LA, and Melrose and Sunset streets around this neighborhood are absolutely amazing to wander around. There are tons of delicious brunch places on Melrose, such as Fratelli Cafe, the famous Blue Jam Cafe, or Taste on Melrose. Every Sunday you can visit Flea Market Melrose. Every Sunday you can visit a flea market, Melrose Trading Post, for a $5 entrance fee, where you can always find live music, food, and tons of vintage denim art and artsy interior decor pieces. Another recent find for this area, first in LA. Another recent find for this area, and the first in LA, is a head spa called Blow Me Away, where you can get scalp treatments and a head massage. Perfect and unique way to treat your girlfriend or yourself for your birthday. All right, so that was the two answers from InstaWorthy. And if you want to see beautiful aesthetic places to go in LA, you can follow them on Instagram at InstaWorthyLA. All right, let's go to number two. So the second influencer that we asked to share some of their LA secrets with is Beauty Chick 101. Beauty Chick 101 is an account where she explores the City of Angels, and is she's a true LA hacker because she really she's always showing up cool spots, sometimes spots that we haven't even heard of. She does a lot of pop-ups, so it's a really cool account if you want to see things that are new that are going on. And the first question, of course, is what is your favorite LA hack? And Beauty Chick 101 answered, the under the radar spot I love, I shouldn't even be telling you if I want it to stay under the radar, is the V Wine Room in West Hollywood. It's tucked into a quiet street and is so unassuming you wouldn't know it's there unless you know it's there. Case in point, I've lived in West Hollywood for 4 years and never knew about it until a month ago when some friends said they were going there. The wine selection can't be beaten. The bartenders are friendly and amazing, aka they always recommend something wonderful, and it's never too loud or crowded. Great for a chill night with friends or a first date. Okay, so Beauty Chick 101, her favorite hack is this under-the-radar spot called the V Wine Room in West Hollywood. Actually, she's got two hacks, okay? So her hack number two is, sometimes I like playing tourist in my own city. Case in point, if you have to go to the Grauman's Chinese Theater, do it at night. The crowds disperse, and you can actually look at the handprints and footprints in peace and quiet. My mom and I went there the last time she was in town, and there were only about five other people looking at the prints with us, two of whom were also LA natives. Yeah, that is a pretty good hack, because every time I've gone to the Grauman's Chinese Theater, it's jam-packed. So that is a good hack. Okay, now question number two for Beauty Chick 101 is, what is one of your favorite ways to spend a day in LA? And she answers, for when I like to keep it local, I live in West Hollywood, I start with a vanilla iced coffee from Alfred's in the Alley. If you play your cards right, you might see a celebrity there. Then I take it to the rooftop at Restoration Hardware on Melrose, where you can get an amazing view of the Hollywood Hills and the chance to relax on their super comfortable couches. For midday brunch, Tortilla Republic can't be beaten. Then I like to finish the day with a cocktail or two at the Phoenix or Roger Room. Wow, she jam-packed a lot of great tips in there. So she kept it mostly in West Hollywood and recommended Alfred's in the Alley, which is this amazing coffee shop, the rooftop at Restoration Hardware. Yeah, I've been there. It does have amazing views. And then she finished it off with Tortilla Republic and a cocktail at the Phoenix or Roger Room. If you want to find out more about Beauty Chick 101, you can follow her adventures on Instagram or on her blog. Just go to her Instagram. It's probably the easiest, Beauty Chick 101. Okay. Influencer number three is LA Meekly. Now, for LA Meekly, we're going to jump off Instagram and go right here to the podcasting world, because I actually discovered these guys from their podcast. Their names are Greg and Daniel, and these guys from the LA Meekly are two comedians. They're hilarious, and they really dive deep, deep, deep into a Los Angeles subject every episode. Do it with a lot of humor. Highly recommend it. There's not a lot of good LA podcasts around. That's why I started this one, and these guys are great. So anyway, question number one, what is your favorite LA hack? And they answered, a truly great spot to eat is the Aloha Cafe in Little Tokyo. Very unassuming, but a fantastic breakfast-lunch spot that serves items like Spam and Eggs, Corned Beef Hash, Portuguese Sausage, White Rice, and King's Hawaiian Bread. Keep this one on the down low, though. This is secret Angelino stuff. Man, that sounds amazing. I love Hawaiian food, so that just got me hungry. And I don't think I've been to the Aloha Cafe in Little Tokyo. Been to Little Tokyo a million times. Had Hawaiian food a million times. Don't think I've been there. So I'm adding that to my list. Thanks, guys. Number two, what is your favorite way to spend a day in LA? And they answered, a great Saturday in LA is a long drive down Ventura Boulevard from Langstrom all the way west as far as you're willing to go towards Topanga Canyon. You will pass by so many things to do that there's bound to be something that will catch your eye, make you struggle to find parking to go to. That's true. Not least of all, the restaurants that can give you everything from Japanese and Indian food in Studio City to Israeli and Sri Lankan food in Encino. Gotta agree with them there. I've been down Ventura Boulevard many times, and it's jam-packed with places to eat and cool little shops and stores, and they're also right in the parking. It's awful. All right, so you can find LA Meekly on YouTube or on Instagram or their podcast. So I would say go to their YouTube channel, because from there you can find their podcast, and they recommend that you go to their YouTube channel if you want to find out more about them. All right. Number four, we have Kim Hashai. I don't know if I'm saying her last name right, but basically her name is Kim Hashai. And Kim is an LA native, and she's always up for fun, as you can tell from her Instagram account, because she's always posting really cool stuff that's going on in LA, and she's always in the thick of it. So for question number one, what is your favorite LA hack? She answered, my favorite LA hack is knowing when to drive around LA. LA rush hour is between 7 and 9 a.m. and 3 to 6 p.m. The best time to get around during the weekdays is around 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. or after 8 p.m. So you won't be sitting in the car for hours. On the weekends, it's always best to arrive early. I can attest to that. I'd actually, the LA rush hour is 7 to 9 a.m. I think, yeah. I mean, it's still really bad at 10. And I would agree with that, what she said. 7 to 9 a.m. and 3 to 6 p.m. LA rush hour. Definitely on the weekends, probably the easiest time to drive in LA ever, besides the middle of the night, is, in my experience, is early weekend mornings. If you go before 10 a.m. on a Saturday and Sunday, you can pretty much get anywhere pretty easily. So she's definitely right about that. On the weekends, you want to go early. Okay, so question number two, what is one of your favorite ways to spend a day in LA? And Kim answered, one of my favorite brunch spots in LA is Tarte Restaurant. They have their infamous punch bowls. And if you jump in their hotel pool, they will give you a discount on the bill. Right across the street is the outdoor shopping area, the Grove. If you have space for desserts, you can go to Laundry or Dominique Ansel Bakery, where you can find more. Yeah, I have to agree with that. So Tarte Restaurant is right across from the Grove, like she said. And I'll just add on to what she talked about with the jumping in the hotel pool. So it's part of Farmer's Daughter, which is a boutique hotel across the street. And I just posted about this on Instagram. But basically, if you jump in fully clothed into the pool, they'll give you 50% off the bill. So it's like one of these crazy fun things to do if you're ever over there. All right. If you want to find out more about Kim, just go to her Instagram account. Let me spell that her last name again for you. So go to Instagram. It's Kim Hashai. I'm not going to try to say it because I always butcher pronunciations. So, all right. So influencer number five that shares their best LA hacks with us is My Day in Los Angeles. Now, My Day in Los Angeles is a really cool Instagram account, and one of the reasons why I really like this account is because, one, she has young kids, so she's always posting cool stuff to do with kids. I do a lot of adult stuff, but I do have a five-year-old, so I like to, every once in a while, get some recommendations there. And another cool thing is, she lives in the South Bay, grew up in the South Bay, so she posts a lot of suggestions that are South Bay specific, which is great for me because I live in the South Bay, and I love the South Bay. So I really like My Day in Los Angeles account. And the first question we asked her is, what is your favorite LA hack? And she said, my favorite LA hack for anyone visiting, no, sorry, my favorite LA hack for anyone is to go where the tourists aren't. It's easy to get caught up on what you see in social media, and while those places are part of what makes LA unique, this is just the tip of the iceberg. If you want to know the real Los Angeles, you have to seek out the lesser-known gems. My favorites include the neighborhood of San Pedro, Huntington Library and Botanical Gardens, and the South Bay beaches. Could not agree with her more. I just did an episode last week on how amazing San Pedro is and what a hidden gem it is. And I've also been to the Huntington Library and the South Bay Beaches, spent a lot of time there. So couldn't agree with her more. And her second answer was one of your favorite ways to spend a day in LA. She said, hands down, my favorite way to spend a day in LA is exploring downtown. I was born and raised in Los Angeles, and I'm still discovering everything there is to do in DTLA. From shopping to the amazing food scene, the architecture, special events, and all the history, you really can't go wrong spending a day there. Again, could not agree more. I was just in downtown LA the other day, and I went to the last bookstore, and I went to the new Joey's in the block, and I went to the Alamo Draft House and watched a movie. And man, downtown LA is so amazing. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. What? Couldn't agree with her more there. Downtown LA. If you could only spend one day in Los Angeles, I'd either recommend one of the beaches or I would recommend downtown LA, depending on what you want to do. So where you can find out more about Crystal, who runs My Day in Los Angeles, is just go to her blog, My Day in Los Angeles, and she also has an Instagram account. I would, again, if you're into the South Bay or if you have young kids, it's a great account to follow. Number six is Blogilates. Now, I first came across Blogilates when Cassie, I don't know if you pronounce her name Casey or Cassie, but she basically reached out to us to help promote her Puppy in Planks charity event in Los Angeles State Historic Park. So it was an awesome event that went to raise money for animals. And she had like 1.5 million followers on Instagram. And we went to the festival to support her, this event, and there's people everywhere, so it was really cool. And I've been following her ever since, and she does more of a fitness account, but she's also lives here in LA, and she also has really great suggestions on what to do in Los Angeles. So first question, what is your favorite LA hack? And all capitals, she put best matcha milkshake in LA goes to Honey Me. There are a few locations you need to try. It is the creamiest, milkiest, butteriest dessert in the world. Again, all caps, so good. I don't think I've had that. I've seen Honey Me, but I haven't tried it yet, so I'm gonna have to try that. I'm gonna take her advice, go there on my cheat day and have me a big ass matcha milkshake. All right, number two, what is one of your favorite ways to spend a day in LA? And she said, I love taking all the fitness classes in LA. There are so many options, especially in West Hollywood, Studio City, and Santa Monica. If you're on the ClassPass app, you can find and try a bunch very easily. I personally enjoy a good high-intensity training or high-intensity or circuit training classes like Training Mate. Pretty much all the trainers have Australian accents, and they're all very funny. All right, so no surprise, one of her favorite ways to spend a day in LA is fitness-related, and you are in the right city if you are into fitness because, like she mentioned, we've got it all here, every type of fitness class you can imagine. You can find out more about Blogilates by going to her blog, blogilates.com, or her Instagram account. All right, this next influencer is First Date Guide, and her name is Ashley. She's really awesome. Basically, she does what to do on your first date in LA, I guess. Well, you know, it used to be LA. Now I think she does everywhere, but it's mostly LA based, and she does a ton of restaurants. I mean, there's so many places to eat here, so many places to have a drink here, so many places to get a dessert here, that even us over here at Lifehacks LA, all we do is research this stuff, and still she posts stuff all the time that I've never even heard of. And what caught my attention with her account is her amazing videos. She has some of the best videos on Instagram. So anyway, I had to ask her for her recommendations. And in fact, I think I'm going to have a future episode of this podcast where I just interview her because she's a very interesting person and she has some amazing, great content and suggestions. All right, so we asked her, what is your favorite LA hack? And she said, the slickest way to get directly behind the Hollywood sign without the heavy touristy crowds. Parking by the Sunset Ranch Hollywood is the best route to get behind the Hollywood sign without breaking a sweat. There will be signs along the way pointing to the Hollywood sign, so it won't be hard to miss. I actually had to add, that's a great hack, but I had to add a note to this because I think the last time I went and I tried to get behind the Hollywood sign, what she's saying is accurate. But my understanding is they they closed the Sunset Ranch Hollywood route. So now, you should just go to 3200 Canyon Drive, and that's if you want to hike, the easiest way to hike up behind the Hollywood sign. So what she recommended, her hack, was the best way, and it's closer than what's available now, but I don't believe it's currently open. I could be wrong. It seems to always be changing. What's happening is there's a neighborhood, the people who live there keep requesting the city close it down. Your best bet is just to go to Google and, type in how to hike behind the Hollywood sign and make sure you get the most recent thing. Anyway, okay, so let's get to her next hack. Actually, the next question. So basically, she's saying to hack behind the Hollywood sign. So just Google the most recent way to do it, because again, they change it all the time. They close down routes. Second question, what is one of your favorite ways to spend a day in LA? And First Date Guide said, my roadmap is quite simple: ice cream, fun food, and delicious craft drinks. If you were to go on a DTLA crawl with me, here's where we would go in no particular order. Number one, Bae, BAE. This ice cream spot is in Little Tokyo, and we'd have to order the pineapple and vanilla cone. Sounds like she's taking us on a date here, which makes sense. All right, number two, Little Easy. This is a speakeasy bar. Go through the hall and keep going until you find a New Orleans theme bar. P.S. They have an amazing happy hour. Meatzilla. They have amazing craft burgers that include a pizza as a top bun. Wow, that's good. I gotta read that again. That just blew my mind. Meatzilla. They have amazing crazy craft burgers that include a pizza as a top bun. Wow. I've got to try that place out. Pacific Palisades, another speakeasy. This spot is located inside of Clifton's cafeteria upstairs behind a big mirror. This is my go-to speakeasy because a hidden tiki room. This is my go-to speakeasy because hidden tiki room typically shocks all newcomers. Yeah, I know what she's talking about. There's this hidden speakeasy inside of Clifton's. Like, Clifton's wasn't amazing enough. They've got a speakeasy in there, and it's a tiki bar. So anyway, she says, by the way, if you're wondering why I would choose to go out on a Thursday night, it's because you'll find fewer people out. That means no cover charges to get into bars and more funds for craft cocktails. Well, as you can tell, those are some amazing hacks. First Date Guide always brings great content, like I mentioned. So if you want to find out more, just go to Instagram, First Date Guide, and get some of the, more of those amazing recommendations from Ashley. Okay, so this next one is foodie specific, and if you're a foodie in LA, then you want to follow the Foodnista. So she's always finding and tasting the best new and classic eateries in LA, and she posts them on her account, and I'm always there to follow and get serious FOMO. Okay, so we asked her what her favorite LA hack is, and she said, my favorite LA hack is free museum days. LA has some of the best museums with mind-blowing and Instagrammable exhibits. And once a month, there's a day where admission is free. I can vouch for that. Yes, you just Google it each month, and they'll tell you what day. There's a lot of free museums anyway, and then there's some that have a cost, and then, like she said, once a month, they're free. So that's a great hack. Question number two, what is one of your favorite ways to spend a day in LA? And she said, one of my favorite ways to spend a day in LA, especially with summer, is to go to the beach. Grab a beach chair, pack a lunch, and put on some sunscreen and relax. The beach has everything from food stands and bike rentals to make any summer day epic. How can you argue with that? That's also one of my favorite ways to spend a day. I think it's most people in LA's favorite way to spend a day. Okay, like I said, you can find out more about the Foodnista by following her on Instagram, and she has some awesome LA restaurant hacks for us. Number nine is Los Angeles underscore Nia. So if you love LA and you love LA Latino culture, then Los Angeles Nia is the account for you to follow, because she is a taco fiend and she shares some of her favorite Latino food with us. She's actually Colombian, and as you know, LA has a ton of good Mexican food, but we've got all kinds of great Latin American and South American food here, so she shares a lot of that. All right, so we asked her what her favorite LA hack is, and she said, "My favorite LA hack by far is the Hollywood hike. I take the long 3-hour track at around 6 a.m. and it's amazing. You see LA in a way that not many others get to enjoy." Wow, so she went the opposite of our earlier hack that was similar. They went the one of the shorter routes, and she takes the long 3-hour track. So, and 6 a.m. Wow, so she doesn't have to worry about parking, doesn't have to worry about traffic and too big of crowds up there. And then also at 6 a.m. it's going to be a little cooler. So that's a great hack. Question number two is, what is one of your favorite ways to spend a day in LA? And she said, "My favorite way to spend a day in Los Angeles is simply full of eating. LA has some of the best tacos I've ever had. I highly recommend going on an all-day adventure hitting various taco spots." Could not agree more. I used to live in Seattle, and I always say that I didn't know what a taco was until I moved to LA. I'll just leave it at that. We have some of the best tacos in the world. Could not agree more, and that sounds like a fun way to spend a day. If you want to find out more about Los Angeles Nia, you can find her at Los Angeles underscore Nia, and that's NIA. So Los Angeles underscore Nia, and you can find her on Instagram. All right, number 10, our final influencer that we asked these two questions to is one of my favorites, some friends of mine. They're a great, awesome couple, and they got an awesome account. They do some great content, beautiful pictures, beautiful videos, and the cool thing is they always seem to do it together. A couple of goals right here. The name of their account is Round Trip Weekend, and they're a pretty funny couple because Alex, the guy, is from Seattle, where I used to live, and she's from Brazil, and they're a lot of fun, and their content's a lot of fun. So, Round Trip Weekend. And they basically, they suggest all kinds of things, but typically what to do on a Saturday and Sunday, because their thing is, you got to go back to work on Monday and you got to work till Friday. So have some fun on the weekend. And that's what they do, is recommend how to have fun in Los Angeles on the weekend. All right, question number one, what is your favorite LA hack? And they answered, "This one is for the photo lover. We love to take out-of-town visitors to what we call Instagram museums or pop-up museums. They are always a lot of fun, different and unique, and not something you can find everywhere. Our hack is always to look for photos of the place before we go. This way we arrive already knowing which rooms we like to spend most of our time in." That's great. Yeah, that's a great hack, because I think that in Los Angeles we have a pop-up popping up every week, and I think that we probably take it for granted, where if someone's visiting you, they might not have it that in their city. They might have one or two pop-ups or no pop-ups at all. So if you take them to some of these crazy pop-ups, like the Peach Pit from 90210, or Saved by the Bell, or Good Burger, or the Museum of Dream Space, God, there's so many. It's probably going to blow their mind, and they're going to have a lot of fun. So that's a great hack by them. Question number two, what is one of your favorite ways to spend a day in LA? And they answered, restaurant hopping. If we can have brunch at Jones on Third, grab a chocolate bread pudding from Magnolia Bakery, and then grab some tacos at Toca Madre, that's a good day. Wow, I couldn't agree more. Jones on Third is one of my favorite places. When I worked in West LA, I'd go there all the time. Parking's awful, of course, but it's worth it. And you'll probably see a celebrity. I've seen a celebrity once or twice when I was there. So again, they said Jones on Third, Magnolia Bakery, and tacos at Toca Madre. Can't argue with that. Round trip weekend, bring in the heat. And the best way to find them is at roundtripweekend.com, or just go to their Instagram, Round Trip Weekend. All right, so there you have it, guys. We asked 10 LA influencers to give us their best LA hack, and then also how they would choose to spend a day in LA. And I think we got some really good answers. I hope that gave you some ideas, because it certainly gave me some ideas. I mean, as I mentioned, someone who does nothing but think about what to do in Los Angeles all day. And just some of these answers, some of them I haven't done before, some of them I haven't heard of, and some of them I've done and heard of, but I haven't done them in a long time. So these guys really brought it. I really appreciate it from them. I recommend that you go check them out on Instagram, on the websites that we read off. You can see why I follow these accounts. They have some great advice, and I recommend you follow them too. All right, guys, that's it for me, this episode of the Life Hacks LA podcast. We'll see you next week. Take care. Hey, LA Hacker. I hope you enjoyed that episode of Life Hacks LA, where we asked 10 Los Angeles influencers their favorite LA hacks. It's pretty awesome that there are other people out there who are just as excited about this city as we are and are willing to share their favorite information. That's all we have for you this week. If you want to find out more, or if you want to request a certain episode, or you have any other type of feedback, you can find us at lifehacksla.com or instagram.com/lifehacks. And if you want a free ebook that contains our 10 best LA hacks, you can go to lifehacksla.com/10hacks. All right, I'll see you guys next week. Bye.